Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your host, Emily Hudson.
Hello and welcome. My name is Emily Hudson, and this is another edition of the Intel on AI podcast. Today, I'm talking with Mark Perry, who is the Global Business Director of CloudPIC. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Emily. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here talking to you.
It's a pleasure to have you. So tell me, what does CloudPIC do?
So basically, we're using AI. Our technology is all about AI. We're using sensor fusion, machine learning, IoT to build an unmanned environment, to provide an unmanned solution, a smart store solution for the retail industry.
So for listeners who aren't familiar with the term smart store, how would you define that?
The reason why we call it smart is obviously because, you know, we are using the AI to fundamentally recognize who picked what in a store. So we're using the technology, we're able to identify the, first of all, the products in the store, and also to understand what people are doing in the store. So we're recognizing their gestures, their behaviors in the store to the extent that, you know, when we know what they're doing exactly. So with that being said, fundamentally, we're able to understand what is going on in a store without physically being in the store.
And what other benefits are there to smart stores for not only the store operators, but the shoppers?
This is a really good question because obviously the first very obvious advantage is to save the cost. So, and we wouldn't really put it in a way that we're saving cost because whilst we're removing the cashier function, we're more shifting the human power to facilitating and providing better services to the customers. So that is definitely something that we offer. And also using the smart idea, we're able to understand the store better in a way that things are able to work in a more collective way. Let's say we have a lot of things integrated into our system, such as smart price tags that you see in most of the stores already. We also have the smart LED screens, which will be a very interactive functionality integrated into our solution as well. And also audios or speakers located around the stores, those are also incorporated into our solution. So basically, we offer the retailer or the store owner a very wholesome solution for them to, you know, not just to offer sales to their customers, but more to create an ecosystem ambiance to interact with their customers.
So for the shopper in a smart store, are you going to know that it's a smart store? Like, walk me through what it means. You walk in the door, what happens next? You're on your own?
Obviously, we have different kinds of methodologies within around the world because different countries use different apps or social media channels. But the main idea is pretty much the same. So when you first arrive at the store, you take out your phone and you download the app. Right. For obviously, you have to put in your name, your mobile number, and some form of payment method. So you can use your credit card or debit card, or you can use your PayPal. You can also use other payment methods such as GrabPay, even Bitcoin, if it's supported in the local area. So after that's done, you will pull up the QR code that will be displayed on the app, and you scan that QR code on the speed gate, and the speed gate will recognize that's your account, who's entering the store, and the speed gate will open. You walk into the store as if you're in a normal store, a very traditional store, and after you finish your shopping journey, and the only difference is that there's, you know, you can do whatever you want. By whatever, I mean, you can put things directly into your bag, you can put things into your pocket, into your hat, wherever you want to put them. And after you're done with that, you can literally walk out. There's no stopping, there's no scanning, there's no physical payment. You walk out the speed gate will automatically open for you. After you leave the store, you will receive a receipt on your phone, in your app, or email, showing exactly what have you bought and how much it has costed you within, let's say, 10 seconds of leaving the store.
So thinking about the last time I went to the store, which not been very often lately in this time that we're living in, my basic goal was to get in and out of the store without touching anything, or touching as little as possible, you know, not having to fumble with my phone or my wallet. It seems like the smart store could be a good solution for people who need to shop but want to have as little contact as possible. Does that sound right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we're in a very sensitive time right now with all the COVID-19 thing. People are getting very wary and very cautious about this safety and non-contact rules. So there are quite a few functions that we do have that offers a preventative kind of a discipline that helps people throughout their shopping journey. So first of all, as I mentioned, we are an unmanned store, so we don't have any cashiers in the store to interact with the shoppers. There's no one there to take money from you or to show you where things are. So because we're talking about like a small size grocery store or convenience store, so there isn't that much activities going on from a staff point of view. So there's no one there to increase the risk of cross contamination. And also, we can set a maximum number of people in a store at the same time, which in a way that the system will be able to recognize how many people there are in the store at the moment. And let's say if you set the maximum number to 8 people, after the system recognized there are 8 people in the store already, the speed gate will not open for new entries. Only after one person leaves through the exit, the speed gate at the entrance will start working again to allow new entries. Since everything's going on so fast, people are leaving the store simultaneously as there are new shoppers entering, there is a huge increase to the efficiency of shopping. There's no queue, definitely. Well, I've actually done tests ourselves that on average, a shopping journey, you know, most of our stores only take 1 minute to a minute and a half. And we were actually able to process up to 400 shopping journeys in an hour. So that's the level of efficiency we're talking about when we're offering our technology to the retailers. Less people in the store, less chances of cross-contamination. And there are other implementations that we've done in relation to the pandemic we're talking about, such as we have installed UV lights in the store, which turns on when we see no one in the store. We have a thermometer function incorporated into the camera, which is able to detect the facial temperature of the customer. So obviously, if it's above 38 degrees Celsius or 39 degrees Celsius, then the gate would not open for them to enter.
Now, I'm curious, for the stores that have this enabled, what if you're in the store and they're out of something? There's no one to tell or no one to talk to. Is there a sensor on the shelf that's automatically notifying someone? How does that work?
This is why we call it a smart store. So fundamentally, we understand everything that's going on in store. There are sensors incorporated into the shelves themselves. But as I mentioned before, we're a sensor fusion technology. You know, most of the functionalities are achieved by the cameras installed on the ceiling. So combining the sensors in the shelves and the cameras in the ceiling, we're not only able to identify if certain shelves are out of stock, but also we're able to identify misplacement of items. When a shopper takes something from shelf A and puts on shelf B, we're able to notify the shopkeeper or the staff exactly what has been misplaced into which exact shopping aisle, notifying that this particular shelf is out of stock or in a certain quantity is simple, but also being able to recognize exactly which product has been misplaced so that staff can come in and tidy things up is also added value.
Well, this is great. So here on the Intel on AI podcast, we also love to hear about the back end of the solution. Can you talk a little bit about the technology underlying this that is making it all work?
We use AI technology to learn and to identify the products and people's behavior and gesture. Most of the information in the store are captured by the cameras, right? Supported by the sensors. So when someone, a shopper enters the store, starts picking up stuff, you know, all this information has been captured by the camera. And a lot of this video footage or image data has been processed by the edge server provided by Intel and our local servers within the store. If you imagine the video footage are quite big in terms of data size. So we will pre-process that and then convert that into a very special and encrypted kind of data in kilobytes. And we'll be sending that to cloud And in the cloud, we'll do further processing to understand who or which account ID has done exactly what to which products. And then we'll feed that information or the calculation results back into our local system or the app environment to be able to offer this virtual shopping cart to the retailers so that they can use this virtual shopping cart to charge that particular shopper.
That's incredible. Now, I understand that CloudPick is a member of the Intel AI Builders Program. How has that program helped you in development of these AI technologies you're using in your solution?
So CloudPick technology is currently built on top of the AI Intel platform. Our system in the store is using Intel i3, i7, i9 edge servers, and we're using the AI server on the cloud to build the entire visual processing system. We're using the AI platform to run an optimized deep learning framework, OpenVINO, Media SDK, etc., through an integrated optimization between the CPU, GPU, and the VPUs. We're able to realize some activities that requires very low latency but high throughput activities, such as image processing, object detection and classification, and human behavior and gesture recognition. So it's really because of AI's high-performing processors, you know, that really helped us on the entire solution, and also maybe to a certain extent the entire AI industry as a whole.
So can you talk a little bit about where your solution's already deployed?
We have more than 80 stores, reaching 90 this month around the world. We have opened up close to 10 stores ourselves, mostly for demonstration purposes. The remaining almost 80 stores are from clients. So the countries that we're located in are in US, Singapore, Korea, Japan, Myanmar, China, and we're advancing to Europe this year. And also we're going to Australia and New Zealand this year as well.
This is all such an interesting solution. And I think we're going to see more and more of stores adopting this as concerns about sanitation and exposure to viruses really increases. And I'm glad to hear that the Intel Builders Program has really helped you in development of the solution. If customers are interested or listeners are interested in learning more about CloudPick, where should they go for more information?
They can go onto our website. It's www.cloudpick.com. But because our solution is very wholesome, a turnkey solution, which offers completely new shopping experience, it's actually more advisable for them to visit YouTube and to search for CloudPick and go to our channel. There are a lot of videos on our channel, including experimental videos done by influencers on the web, which will basically, you know, they will do a personal test to literally challenge our system, trying to steal things from our shop. And they will fail ultimately. But so it's very fun to watch those videos and really see for themselves what exactly can our system provide.
That does sound like good entertainment to check that out. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about your solution?
I mean, the smart store kind of idea is just a very basic illustrative comment to say about our solution. But what we're trying to build is actually an ecosystem where things can be incorporated into a centralized atmosphere. Because as I mentioned before, you know, our system can interact with price tags. We can interact with smart LED screens. Those are actually really interactive. If you imagine a shopper walking to the store and he's, you know, walking past a price tag or a particular aisle, we can display specific prices to them. We can display very targeted and customer-oriented adverts to that particular shopper. We can integrate devices, hardware, such as, you know, coffee machine into our system. And there are a lot more that we can do. It's all about being creative and think about things, you know, that we would like to include into our system, but at the same time, very beneficial to the shoppers and retailers. Those things are more on the hardware side. But if you think about on the software side, currently, we're already able to link our system to the procurement system or the SAP system for the retailers. So since we know exactly what's going on in the store, we know how many things has been sold on for each particular SKU, we can simultaneously add those items on the procurement list on their SAP system to place an order on their suppliers at the same time. You know, everything can be done so seamlessly. And also, if we envision maybe 1 or 2 years down the road, since we're able to already integrate ourselves with the supplier, which is maybe 1,000 kilometers away in a warehouse, and we're now talking about self-driving cars and all this logistics, then the whole supply chain from the very beginning in a factory can be linked to the very end, the terminal where we're supplying all these products to our consumers. Everything can be done on an IoT base with the minimum human involvement and interference. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. This is really fascinating technology, and it's amazing how fast it's evolving. You know, from a few years ago where it was sort of like a futuristic idea, and now it's just, you know, the possibilities are really, really almost endless.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of technologies and companies out there that's investigating, you know, robots that's basically replenishing the stocks automatically. And if you really think about it, one product can literally move from the factory where it's being produced to the hands of the customer without even maybe literally being touched by a human in between. And everything can be so transparently reflected on reports or dashboards for the retailers to see and for every party involved, every company or parties involved in the whole supply chain.
Well, thank you so much, Mark, for joining us in the podcast today. It's been fascinating to have you on and discuss your CloudPIC solution. For those at home, you're listening to Intel on AI.